This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More people are out and about in downtown Denver after more than 2 years of spending a lot of time at home during the pandemic. But CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports that many office workers are still staying home.
On average, about 43,000 people a day showed up to work at a downtown office in May. That's less than half the pre-pandemic average, according to a report from the Downtown Denver Partnership. The lack of office workers is tough for downtown businesses that rely on that foot traffic. Eric Riggs recently closed Fresh Craft, a craft beer spot off the 16th Street Mall. Fewer workers were coming in for lunch.
There aren't that many people working down here as much as there used to be.
On the bright side, restaurant reservations and hotel stays are up. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Colorado could see a major expansion of its recycling efforts. A controversial new law recently signed by Governor Polis will require the companies that make packaging pay for recycling it. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
The concept is called extended producer responsibility, essentially charging a fee on manufacturers to cover the cost of dealing with the waste their products create. The money will fund statewide recycling programs. Backers argue it's a way of reckoning the true cost of disposable packaging, but opponents have threatened to challenge the policy in court and say it will only lead to companies passing on the cost of the fee to consumers. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Colorado's drought conditions have improved a little over the last week. Recent rain and snow have helped with that. For the first time in more than 6 months, there's a small part of the state that is no longer in a drought. That's in northern Colorado, parts of Jackson and Larimer counties, according to the latest federal drought update. Most of the state still has moderate drought or worse. This is CPR News and KRCC.